going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark, by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And I believe the Padres and Mariners were the last two teams to get to the one-third mark of the season. Of course, that means more games to play and a busy stretch coming up for the San Diego Padres as we welcome Eno Saris onto the program. So, Eno, can we look at the standings now and actually, you know, take some meaning in what we've seen through the first third of the season?
Pretty much. You know, because of that COVID season, I did actually look into when a team's record is predictive of its future record, basically. And I found it's around 60 games. So there's a lot of signal in what happens. And I think I read that 9 of the 12 teams that were in the hunt, you know, in the postseason at this point last year made the postseason. So most likely they have made their case. It is true that basically 1.5 per league that are in right now won't be in. For me, though, I'm a little bit more looking at the Giants because their offense is not that great.
And you wonder, too, you know, with the, you know, I every year baseball changes and the deadline and, you know, wild card teams and teams think they're in it or they're on the cusp and what should we do? And, you know, I think we need to get to a point here in San Diego where, you know, you need to add. Like, there are pieces that A.J. Preller needs to be, and he has confirmed on this show. I'm actively shopping, you know, for a left fielder right now. The platoon of Jason Hayward and Gavin Sheets. You know, Gavin Sheets is not an outfielder, has done an admirable job, certainly hitting the ball. But, yeah, he's going to need to upgrade. So, you know, as you look at it around the league right now, I don't know how to gauge what's going to happen at the end of July just because of that expanded wild card format. And, but I do know a couple of teams that probably need to be looking to the future now. And I wonder, you know, Orioles, Red Sox, teams like that, are they going to be unloading, you know, come July?
You know, the two teams you mentioned don't really have veteran pieces that that fit. I guess the closest would be Cedric Mullins.
Yeah.
And that would be a good piece. And he's a rental, so it wouldn't cost as much. Maybe that's attainable for the Padres. I think that also a team like the Rangers might come into focus. I think their next, you know, 20 games are really important. If they're below 500 in those next 20 games, they're going to fall further out of that race. And, you know, in terms of, you know, what's not locked down in Texas, I think that, like, Adolis Garcia, who is entering his final year of arbitration next year before he becomes a free agent, could be somebody that could be available. So both those guys would be interesting. Garcia is going to cost more than Mullins and maybe be a potential, more of an impact offensively, although he's been down this year. One question I have, though, is, like, what do the Padres have to trade?
It's a good question.
Most of their first-round, second-round picks from last year.
Yeah, the Boston Bateman's, the Cash Mayfields, the guys like that that have some potential. But, again, how long can you continue to do that? That's kind of the question that a lot of Padres fans ask as well, is, like, do we want to keep mortgaging the future? Because, again, A.J. Preller, I have ultimate faith that he can go out and find – you know, he does a good job in the draft, period, the end. And his prospects are always pretty highly ranked. I know the farm system was down a little bit this year, but still, there's guys coming out that are interesting pieces. Without trading, you know, your number one guy in Leodalis DeVries, I think he stays. But, you know, he finds a way. He seemingly finds a way to drum up interest in guys every year. I wonder how long it's sustainable for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even the guys that you mentioned that were just drafted, it seemed pretty far away.
And, yeah.
You know, teams, for the most part, prefer getting guys that are a little bit closer. Now, if they think they have great upside, then maybe they will take someone that's further away. And the Orioles, in particular, do need pitching. So somebody like Cash Mayfield could be the basis of a deal for Cedric Mullins.
You know, I want to go back to something you mentioned. You said the San Francisco Giants, you know, little shaky. I've heard that opinion elsewhere, that, you know, teams that might not hold the rest of the year. But you said, you know, their offense isn't that good. They've scored more runs than the Padres. They've also given up fewer runs than the Padres. Should we be concerned about the San Diego Padres, maybe more so than we are, you know, because of numbers like that and a run differential that isn't all that impressive right now?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, going forward, the projected run differential is almost identical. And so you do have the benefit having banked too fewer losses. And so they, you know, if they play just to projections, then the Padres end up a game ahead of the Giants. But, you know, there's a specter of additions. I think it's a little bit easier, actually. I would look at the pitching side for the Padres. And, you know, getting a pitcher that can get you to the postseason, as opposed to one that will start for you in a playoff series, I think is maybe one of the easiest things to do.
Sure.
You know, getting a 4 or 5. And that's not something the Giants need. If they need something, they need an impact bat. And that's really hard to get. And I don't know how Buster's going to do things. I know that Farhan probably wouldn't have spent everything to get an impact bat. The closest he got was Chris Bryant, and he only did that because it was a rental and it was relatively cheap, actually. And it didn't turn out to be an impact situation anyway. But, you know, I would say that the Giants need is going to be harder to get at the deadline than what the Padres need.
Talking to Eno Saris here on Ben and Woods this morning. I was thinking about it yesterday. I always think about the trade deadline. It's such an interesting time around here because it's always very active, and you know, there's always moves being made, and some great pieces have been found. The Jason Adams of the world. Tanner Scott was excellent for us last year. Not doing so hot in LA right now, but you know, I was thinking about it with so many advanced analytics. Eno, is it harder to trade guys these days are easier than it used to be? Because, you know, you'd see the Yankees go out and make a big splash at the deadline years ago for a, you know, Danny Tartable or something, you know, somebody like a Cecil Fielder. Or you're like, man, wow, how did we get that guy? Is it harder now because they're like, well, I'm not going to trade him because the underlying metrics of his blah, blah, blah project out to this over the next 5 years? Is it more of a beating to try to swing a deal for a GM these days?
I think it's harder. And it's because of the homogenization of the analysis, but also the numbers. And so they're all hooked up to StatCast now. Yeah. And yes, some teams, the teams that are really far behind, are basically taking the pre-chewed numbers, like the kind of stuff that we see on Savant, barrels and stuff like that, you know, and just kind of using what's given to them almost in a way. The advanced teams are making more of those numbers and doing more advanced, interesting analysis. On the other hand, they're using the same data. You know, they're all looking at the same numbers, and they've all decided to some extent that analysis and research and development and analytics are worth investing in. And so the difference is just shades. You know, shades of a color rather than, you know, orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
And so I think it is harder, and every team, you know, every team wants years of control.
Yep.
You know, they're all versed in the CBA, and they all know about years of control, and, you know, no team is willing to really, there's two things you don't see traded at all anymore. You don't see money traded, bad money. Right.
Yeah. I remember those deals.
Yeah. You don't like there was a deal, where the Dodgers took on when they got Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, they got the Josh Beckett and all these guys for tons and tons of money.
Yeah, they just took on all the money. The last one that I can remember of is almost the Hosmer deal, and that one took forever, and it was only the last year. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's the last one I can think of. So the bad money doesn't get traded, and like top 10 prospects don't get traded. Roman Anthony, not getting traded. Jack Caglione, not getting traded. And I would even say number one prospects for a team don't really get traded.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is that the quality of prospect keeps going down. Now, that does offer an opportunity for someone like AJ to step into the void and say, hey, you know, nobody's trading prospects. I'll trade prospects. You know, I'm here. And that's allowed him to profit to some extent. It also has maybe painted him in the corner now when he doesn't have any left. But, you know, the very top prospects don't get traded. And I think that's evidence of what you're talking about. You know, there's certain things that are untouchable. People are thinking about baseball the same way. They're using the same data. And that makes trading harder.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic. Eno, at the bottom of the barrel, can you put into maybe kind of numerical perspective how bad the Colorado Rockies are? Because they're not faking this. This isn't unlucky bad. They're truly maybe the worst team that baseball has ever seen. How did that happen?
Oh, man. I mean, when I'm talking about teams that are just basically using the pre-chewed stats, they're one of them. They've tried to invest in analytics, and their entire analytics team has quit in April 2 years in a row. And that doesn't happen in baseball because you don't have a job if you quit in April. They think they've had it figured out. And they're super old school, which is fine, but they don't really have an open ear for anything else. They think they've got it figured out. And they've made, you know, their owner has made public projections, talked about their, you know, oh, our team projects to be good this year. And you're like, what? Like they're just totally, they just have a deaf ear for anything new. And they're not really trying. They're all out of ideas. They haven't tried any. And, you know, what's on top of that is just, you know, some of it could be some poor luck and maybe some rebuilding, but they didn't think they were rebuilding going into the season. So You know, it's a lot of that. But what you see is the first month was one, I wrote a piece saying the first month was one of the 0.5% worst months in the history of baseball. The second month has been worse.
Wow.
Yeah, that's by run differential. You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that, like, if I had any ideas for the Rockies, it would be almost the opposite of what they're doing now, which is I would load up on older sluggers. I'd bring the Blake Street Bombers back. I would try to figure out where I could skimp on defense and just try to score 6 runs a game. Right now they're allowing 6 runs a game and scoring 3 runs a game. So, you know, if I had my druthers, if I couldn't make a pressurized dome in Denver,
right, which you can't.
Then I would probably not. But if I would probably have, like, all of my pitchers pitch 3 innings, and people might hate it, but I would try something.
Yeah, try something new.
Yeah, so I would try, like, all of our pitchers pitch like 2 to 4 innings. And some of them pitch more often in Denver, and some of them pitch more often on the road. We've got really good outfield defense, but our infielders all have bricks for hands and hit like 35 homers each.
Yeah, 100%.
Eno, appreciate it. As always, we're out of time, but we'll chat with you again next Thursday. Happy third of the baseball season done.
Yeah, and happy stabilization of team record day.
Yeah. I mean, this is an actual sample size for baseball going forward.
Defense post.
Yeah, okay, that's a better name. Happy good sample size day.
Good sample size day. Eno Saris from The Athletic, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.